Utah regulators have been preparing for more than a year for the Environmental Protection Agency's new regulations to cut greenhouse gases from power plants. But the state's top attorney is demanding that EPA put those new controls on hold. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes joined 15 other attorneys general in sending a letter to the EPA saying it should drop its clean power plan until the expected legal fights end. The letter says, quote, "This will impose great harm on the public in terms of increased energy prices, threatened blackouts during periods of increased demand, and lost jobs," end quote. The Utah Attorney General isn't commenting, but others question the need to fight the EPA's new regulations. Attorney Jim Holtkamp represented the Utah Manufacturers Association in a stakeholder group that's been tracking the climate change rules since last year.
To me, this letter is 99% political and 1% legal.
He says Utah regulators and businesses are already on a path to comply with the new regulations, and that's unlikely to change, even if the attorneys general file suit.
As a matter of policy, over the years, Utah has always tried to take the lead in these federal environmental programs rather than just default to EPA, because we want to be in the driver's seat as much as we can.
Holtkamp agrees with the state attorneys who complain about the rule's complexity, but he sees the Clean Power Plan as an important attempt to solve a serious problem that Congress is ignoring.
Climate change should not be a partisan issue.
The regulations require Utah to come up with a plan by next September to cut greenhouse gas emissions one-third by the year 2030. Judy Fays, KUER News.